I would like to start by saying that when we really think about transformation or improvement in our spiritual life, we enter into a different laboratory. The ordinary laboratory where most of us make their experiments are not so much in the internal world, but they try to attain something in the external world. And sometimes this is also visible in a movement or an institution where progress is defined, you know, as I will do this now, and then I will do that now, and then I will travel here, and then I will travel that, do that. It's not always defined as it should be, the progress, something where you make an internal journey and develop the qualities of detachment from matter and attachment to Krishna. This is really where you, the two ways you can measure your spiritual progress. And because it's so private, therefore, sometimes this is put into the realm of abstract things which are not so often thought about and practiced. It's very interesting. We live in a world of quantifiable results, where we can see them and measure them, the results. But detachment and attachment to Krishna is something which is not so visible, even to us. Once it requires, we have to learn to become a little internal and look into our hearts and really see what is going on inside. So with my little seminar, or with my little the teaching, I'm always put in a different in a difficult situation. I will enter with you this laboratory of your own inner life, but I will also have to let you work alone. In this laboratory, we are often alone, and our only friend there who helps us is Krishna. So it's difficult to teach a course on contemplation, because the teacher has to leave his student alone if the student really is going to make advancement. He can't be there all the time. The student has to do it alone. For instance, in the realm of chanting, ultimately it's you who has to chant, and I can't test you how well you do. I can maybe see when you fall asleep that, Prabhuji, this is not so good, please wake up. But much more I can't see. so on. So this part of the whole course will also not be so much, first of all, it's not possible to, first of all, I have to make it very clear that it is you who has to walk the road. And second of all, there will also be not such an easy evaluation. You can't write a test and then I get it and wrote, yes, you get the note 1+ or 5+ or 6+. 1+ is the highest note in Germany. I can't do that. And therefore, I must, from the beginning, from the start on, tell you, please be highly attentive. It's about you what we are talking. But I can't check you like a policeman, or like a teacher, or a professor, on how well you do. You have to check yourself. And you have to do it yourself. I thought what I would do is, just looking at the time, how to, yes, we could make a little pause after some time. I thought I would talk today a little bit on chanting Hare Krishna in a deeper way, and then I will teach you how to do it. We will sit down on the floor, we will do with japa, and we will have a very meditative session. I first want to give you a little theory now. But I think I should make it even a little bit more clearer. My course is on being subjective and not objective. In this world, when we say, oh, you are so subjective, or this is such a subjective subject matter, it means it's not so good. You should be objective, and the subject matter should be objective. But what I'm teaching is different. It is entirely subjective, and it's so I want to give you an example. Once there was a disciple of a Sufi guru who, no, not Sufi guru, a guru who said to his bird, to master, oh Guru Maharaj, I have read 3 times the Bhagavad Gita. I have gone 3 times through the Gita. It's a quantifiable result. Huh? He has objectively gone 3 times through the Gita. His guru turned to him and asked, and how many times has the Bhagavad Gita gone through you? Huh? How many times has it really touched you? Has your soul been touched? This is a little bit what I wanted to explain today. It's about subjective. Be subjective in Krishna. Be more subjective. You're not subjective enough in your life. You're too much in the objective reality. But Krishna consciousness is really about being subjective, being with yourself, thinking how you and Krishna relate as persons to each other. It's a totally different strand, a totally different development than our modern society goes. We go against the stream, Haribo, and we are happy about it. Okay, so I will now, I think now I have made it more clear. I want to now talk about the art of concentration. In chanting our rounds, what will ultimately help us to experience Krishna as being non-different from his name? It is possible to experience this when we chant on the platform of Shodhanam, where the pure name will reveal himself. Before the platform of Shodhanam are 2 other platforms. One is called Nam Aparad, where we make offenses against the holy name. And the other is Namabhas. Can describe it in many ways, but I will make it a little practical. It's a stage where we sincerely try to avoid offenses. Krishna is identical with the name, and at the stage of Nama Aparad, he does not rise in our consciousness. Because of the offenses, Krishna remains far away. On the stage of Namabhas, where a devotee sincerely tries to avoid the offenses, he will have already some glimpses of Krishna. The example which is given is that on the stage of Nama Bas, Krishna is present in the life of a devotee, like the sun, just before it becomes visible in the eastern horizon. That time the sun, rays are already there, but the sun as a planet is not yet visible. So on the platform of Nama Bas, a devotee experiences Krishna in the sense that he becomes very happy and he becomes also more detached from material life, but he cannot yet see Krishna. Nama Bas is a stage where the devotee becomes free from misery. It's called Klesha Gni, and Shubhada, where very happy results, or auspicious results come. Like he all of a sudden sees, I'm becoming full of the quality of forgiveness. I get so many wonderful qualities. The devotee knows it happens by Nama, the holy name, who is not yet visible to him in person, but the result of, let us say, the effects of him begin to form his consciousness. And the last stage is Shuddhanam, where Krishna appears on the lotus of the heart of the chanter. He's there like the sun which has risen. Now these three, I think the three stages you have heard often about, huh? I've just, as an introduction, explained them in this way to you. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is reported to say that a devotee, before he has a perception of Krishna, it happens only in the third birth. On the first birth, the ordinary devotee chants Nam Aparad. Then he gets born again, and the next life he chants Nama Basa. Then he gets born again, and then if he is progressing, he will have Shuddhanam, he chants the pure name, Krishna will reveal himself, and then he will go in his spiritual body. Now then he will, then when he leaves his body, he will be born in a place where Krishna has his pastimes in this world, and there meet Krishna in his leela and participate in the leelas, and then he goes out of this universe. This is how a statement which Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is said to have made. But in this course, we will talk about how to make this shorter. we will talk about how we can come to the platform of Nama Bas, and in this life, in the next year or so, and then we will talk about how to stay on this platform, and then whenever Krishna desires, he will appear before us as the Shuddhanam, the pure holy name, the very relevant subject matter. We said the difference between Nama Aparada, where the devotee has no experience of Krishna, and Nama Basa, where the devotee has a little experience of Krishna, is that on the level of Nama Aparada, you make offenses, and on the platform of Nama Basa, where you make an experience of Krishna, you try your level best to avoid offenses. I think you all know the 10 offenses of the holy name. Yes? What is 10 offenses of the holy name? Someone knows one. Blaspheme the devotees who have dedicated their names. Yes, it's this list. I think when our Nirdya Kishori said the first thing, we rattle off the other points already, because we hear it every morning. Yes. Now, all the 10 offenses This is something which sometimes devotees are astonished to hear. Come from one offense. And I find this very practical, this information, because it's sometimes difficult to avoid 10 things at once. The mind usually can keep only one or maximum 2 points at once in the mind. They come from one offense, which is called, in Sanskrit, pramada. Pramada means madness. The pramada offense is described to be inattention while chanting the holy name. You may ask yourself, why is such a commonly made mistake, which I do maybe 50 times during my rounds, given such a strong bad name, it's madness. And the answer is like this. When you chant Hare Krishna, you call Krishna. And then when you are inattentive, it's almost like having called a guest. Then when he comes, you move out of the house. You invite our Govinda Prabhu, Jai Govinda. Jai Govinda Prabhu, and when he rings at the door, Jai Govinda. And you move out of the little window in the toilet. Your action can be described as madness. And it is offensive also to Jai Govinda. He has traveled all the way from Italy to come and visit you in Canada, or in Suriname, or Holland actually, or in England, and now he has come and you are moving out of the window in your back, in your bathroom. This is not very, very polite, nor is it very, how do we say? I mean, you have invited him. Why have you invited him if you did not want to be with him? So when someone chants the holy name and he allows his mind to go away, he's really committing a grievous offense. It's offensive and it is also inconsiderate. Why did he chant in the first place? Why did he call on Krishna? So this pramada is called the root of all offenses, and it must be, and it's a thing we can work on. It's very easy to work on the concentration, and we will do after the pause we will work on this. Prabhupada once gave a beautiful purport where he explained how it is possible to concentrate on the in the mind. This purport, because you might not be so fast to note with you, is very useful for your spiritual life, and you can find it in the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, third chapter, text 44. Prabhupada said, no one can give rapt attention who is not pure in mind. No one can be pure in mind who is not pure in action. No one can be pure in action who is not pure in eating, sleeping, fearing, and mating. Let us start from the back. See, some of you are still with notes, so I will say it again. No one can give rapt attention who is not pure in mind. No one can be pure in mind who is not pure in action. No one can be pure in action who is not pure in eating, sleeping, fearing, and mating. Let us please start with the back. If you want to have a pure activity, you must have pure food, pure sleep, pure fearing or defending, and pure mating as well. Only when you are pure in your action, You can be pure in the mind. I think we all know this as devotees. When we commit grievous mistakes like quarreling with each other, our mind is very diverted. I think you all have noticed this. You must have a pure action if you want to have a pure mind. And if you, and only if you are pure in mind can you give rapt attention. It's such a nice formula, isn't it? This very, very useful. You can read it in Srimad Bhagavatam 1:3:44. There's a verse in Padma Purana who says, that you can only chant all the time, not just a little amount of time, but all the time, if you have worshipped Lord Vasudev for many births. In other words, this chanting and with taste, so that you want to chant from morning till evening, is not so easy to come by. You can't just sit down and say, I concentrate my mind and I just do it. If your mind is not pure, it will not be possible. That's only possible if your actions are pure. The art of concentration is really an art of life. A life, the concentration is, so to say, at the top of the mountain. It's the peak of the mountain. And you have to be, the rest is, which is maybe not so visible when you chant, is your action and your habits, and your mind, really. These things go hand in hand. When Prabhupada was once asked about how can I control my mind, Prabhupada, what should I do? I'm so diverted when I chant. Prabhupada answered in his very you can't imitate it. He said, what is the use of controlling the mind? For Prabhupada, it was not an issue. You have to chant and hear, that's all. What is the question of the mind? For Prabhupada, a pure devotee, it's very clear when there's Krishna, he gives full attention. There is no need to concentrate the mind. It's like for us conditioned souls, when we eat, we are something which is very nice. We don't need to concentrate on it. With extraneous endeavor, it happens automatically. Our senses are locked into the food and we are, and so on. Just like a person who is in material life absorbed and doesn't have to force himself, a pure devotee is absorbed in Krishna. It's natural for him. To when there is Krishna, he is immediately the most attractive person, and the mind will not divert. But we who are not yet so pure, when we hear Krishna's name, then our mind is often very diverted. And there are really two reasons for this, which will make you, there may be many other reasons, but I would like to highlight two reasons. So one reason is, a reason of faith, and another is a biological reason. Let us first have a look at the faith. Only a person who has deep faith that Krishna and his name are identical can really chant the holy name with full concentration. And that's very difficult to imagine. In this world, we have no experience that a name is identical with the named. It's just not within our experience, and therefore it's so difficult for us to grasp this. Look at, imagine the following experiment. Guests come to the Sunday feast. They're very hungry. They're accustomed to eat a nice meal of prasad on the Sunday. And you come out and announce to the guests, today we will, there's a very special feast. We have exactly 108 preparations for each one of you. They sit down and then you put a table before them and they get some. The water is in the mouth already. And then you say, okay, start to eat. We will now start to eat. I have no plate. Please bring me a plate. No, no, today you don't need a plate. But, no, today we will eat just by calling out sincerely the different names of the preparation. Okay, let us start. Halava with strawberries. Yes, what? The second preparation, please repeat after me so that you don't miss it. Pizza with cheese. You mean there's nothing? No, no, there's everything. We have all the names of the preparation. Yes. And he would leave you in disappointment. Because in this world, we simply have no experience that the name is identical with the preparation. To think of it makes us smile and we think this is a crazy proposal. But this is what we are talking in the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. This is what we say. Krishna is Krishna. That means the name Krishna is identical with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It's a subtle point. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, the first time when you meet Krishna will be... Well, now you can speculate. Where will it be? Will it be that he appears before my eyes? Do you sometimes think like this? How will it be? And then there will be so much light and so much love from him. Maybe he embraces me. How will it be in a forest? I mean, it must be in a forest where not everyone can see. Can't imagine. Yeah, you would see Krishna on the foot in the city. In this way, we sometimes speculate. But here is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's point. The first time you meet Krishna will be in his holy name. The first meeting of the conditioned soul with the jiva, with the Lord, is his. In his holy name. My dear devotees, you have to make your chanting work for you. Otherwise, you will never meet Krishna. If you don't, you will not meet him anywhere else than in his holy name. And you will notice, my Lord is not different from his name. He never was. But I did not realize it before. So the first reason why we do not concentrate is because we are not solidly convinced Krishna is Krishna. The name and the named are identical. The second reason is a very biological reason. We may want to concentrate, but we are just too there's too many diversions. And I want to explain this subject matter of diversion a little bit more to you. The mind, whenever it hears the same thing, switches off. Do you know this is a protective measure of the mind? I want to give you an example. Let us for a moment just listen. What do you hear? Clock. Really loud, huh? Bang, bang, bang. But if you pay attention a little bit, let us pay attention for a moment to Shri clock. Can everyone hear it? Now, I guarantee you, when you are a person like me who I also can't even veer a clock because this bang, bang, bang is disturbing my whole bioelectricity when it's on the watch, on the wrist. If you are in a room and you're supposed to sleep, the clock is there. And in the beginning, you can't fall asleep, especially when you begin to fight against it. Oh, no, I don't want to hear it. I want to hear it. But after some time, the self-protecting mechanism of the mind intervenes, and the mind switches off. You don't hear it any longer. The same thing, the switching off mechanism for protection is happening for people who live next to a train track. Do we say train track, Lars? Train track. Yeah? What? Railway, yes, the railway. Next to the railway. Every half an hour, the train passes by. And it's very loud, and when you are there for the first day, you think, my God, I can't survive this. But after 2 days, you don't even notice it any longer. The mind switches off. It's a protective arrangement. Or have you ever slept in the Brahmachari ashram next to a particular expert in snoring? You know, in the beginning you go like, how is it possible? Especially if you fight. But if you begin to surrender, Prabhuji has worked very hard. Let him sleep loudly. Your mind will switch off. Mataji's also snore? Yeah? Because your mind must be going like, oh, this is too much, and this is so uncultured, this sound. In Croatian language we say hrčete. Hrčete means snoring. Hrčete. But if you would just not be so excited and upset about it, your mind would switch off. You try it. This is what I do when someone snores. I say, Prabhuji has worked very hard. All my affection goes to him. The moment the mind is in the fighting mood, ah, this is too much, this is too loud, I will never be able to sleep. Or I just don't hear the sound any longer. Then the mind has something to do. But when there is nothing like this, then it will switch off. You also have cartoons like this in Germany where people have their newspapers, and then the husband comes home and his wife is very enthusiastic to tell him about every single detail which went wrong with the neighbors. But he really had to face so many problems that day that he just is not ready to deal with this. So he says, yes, darling, yes, dear. Mm-hmm. Very interesting. So much. Mm-hmm. And then he reads simultaneously the newspaper because he wants to read it. His mind has switched off. It's always the same every evening. I don't know if you have cartoons like this in other countries as well. So my point is here, very simple. The mind switches off whenever you hear the same. It's a biological phenomenon which becomes very disturbing when you want to chant and concentrate on your japa. At that moment, it's very, very disturbing. Other times, it may not be so disturbing. It may even be necessary for the mind to switch off. So, to concentrate the mind on one particular sound and on one thing, it's therefore it's a thing which is done where you have to apply some strength, some mental strength. There is a yoga scripture. It's the Koma Purana, which says, if you are able to concentrate the mind steadily on one point for 12 seconds, this is called dharana. Dharana means concentration. 12 such dharanas, that is 144 seconds, means dhyana or meditation. And when you are able to fix your mind for 12 such dhyans, that's 25 minutes and 28 seconds, then this is called samadhi. You have gone into samadhi. We will talk, we will make soon a little pause, and then we will talk about techniques to help us in dharana, which means to hold and grasp our mind and take care that the switch is not working. It is a yoga exercise which we will do, exercise which will require our active work of our mind. We will send our mind to work, and then we will experience a wonderful result. I want to tell you why we are where we are with our little class. We have said so far, chanting Krishna's holy name is done on three levels. One is called Nama Parat, where Krishna is not perceivable. The second is Nam Abbas, where Krishna is slightly perceivable, like the rays of the sun. The third level is Shodhanam, where Krishna is fully perceivable, like the sun, which has come up over the horizon. To come to this platform where we can at least begin to perceive Lord Krishna on the stage of Namabhasa is possible when we try to avoid the offenses. We know there are 10 offenses, which all come from one offense, that is inattention. So what we will do in our japa workshop, we will only work on this particular one. We will try to concentrate ourselves while we are chanting. With great enthusiasm, we will concentrate. And you will see, even at the end of the japa workshop, which will be in 1.5 hours, you will feel some very, very tangible result. You will feel the atmosphere is wonderful. We will always, we hope to experience, I hope it works here, but it works everywhere else. We will all experience Krishna on the stage of Namabhasa. We will try His mercy ultimately. So I would request you, before we go into this concentration exercise, that we make a little pause. I suggest 50 minutes. Is this all right? Where you can maybe go a little bit outside and so on, move your bodies around a little so that you're very, very energetic. And then when you come back, we will sit down on the floor for this. Maybe you need to also bring your bead bags. Do you all have them here? No? So that's a good exercise. So in 15 minutes, it's 11:45, we will start. Hare Krishna. With me, and you have your bead bags as well with you. Good. We will now go into a very nice and easy to follow exercise. I will give you a japa workshop And I will speak in a certain language to you. English, but whenever I make like this, it means we start with the exercise. When I make like this, we stop the exercise. We have talked about how important the concentration is in our spiritual lives, in our japa life, and we want to now make a few exercises on concentration. There's one particular. Prabhupada, he has once instructed his disciple, Rasamrita Prabhu, how one could concentrate. He said, it isn't so easy to concentrate on the Maha Mantra. Once an old disciple of Srila Prabhupada, Rasamrita Prabhu, very kindly gave me some good advice on chanting japa, which he received directly from Prabhupada himself. He said Srila Prabhupada told him that when chanting the first half of the Maha Mantra, that is, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, one should rotate the beads between the thumb and middle finger. Then when chanting the second half of the mantra, that is, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, one should simply hold the beads still. Now what this is, this exercise is something, you give the mind something to do, and because it does something, it has to concentrate. Let me now show you with my own beads what this means. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Do you all understand the way? And we will do this now for a few minutes, just as an entry into a very electrical workshop. You will see we do many amazing things today. So I want to request you to sit properly. Properly means try to sit with your spine as straight as it's comfortable. In the yoga shastras, it says that straight sitting position purifies the mind. It means you can better concentrate the mind. So I will now first give you the... I already smile because you will all make a very interesting experience in just a second. I will first give you now the speed of the chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare... No? Yes, then you were the first victim of my planned thing. When I do like this, it means the beginning of an exercise. You have already started. You were a little bit too fast. So I first have to... But, and we will do what we have just talked about. Huh? We will all speak in one voice, yes, in unison. Hare, oh, wait a minute, I have to also do it. This is a... Let us all chant the mantra of the Sri Krishna Chaitanya before we start, but I will give you the speed. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. What it means you have to do is really concentrate on rotating the beads for the first half of the mantra, and for the second, to keep the beads still. So let us chant. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Garadha Sivasadi Gopatavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Please continue. Hare Krishna, Hare. So rotate the beats in the first half and don't rotate in the second. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Thank you, Jai Bhaja. You have to see this on the floor. So, we have to do it a little bit longer. When you do this, I know it's sometimes hard for devotees to, because we are sometimes a little tired, but please try to concentrate all of your attention on just this one exercise. That is to move the beads. Rotate is maybe a different English word. Just move like this and then stop moving and so on. Some of you are still a little bit in the old modus of chanting that is not yet totally concentrated on this task. Please let us continue. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very, very much. Very nice. I want to request you one. I think some of you, or all of us, are really accustomed to a faster speed. Now, during this japa workshop, I want to request you to remain on this slow level. I see some of you, as you concentrate harder, become a little bit more speedful. This is natural, but please let us keep in a very, let us say, low speed, and the reasons will be soon obvious. Now we will go to the second exercise, which will be very yogic. It is called the Trataka meditation. In a yogic tradition, the mind is fixed usually by fixing it on one object. A very desired object is the light of a candle. That's very common. One sits in a darkened room and focuses his mind just on this. And by doing it, the mind becomes more sharp and more directed. It's called Traktaka meditation. I remember there was a yogi who had a disciple in the Himalayas. And one day he wanted to show his disciple the amazing power of Traktaka meditation. So he said, "You please go to the town and find one innocent victim in the prison house who will go to God within a period of 2 weeks." So when his disciples came back, the yogi asked him, "Did you find someone?" "Yes, there was a person who was innocently put into the jail, and the judges are already bribed. In 2 weeks, there will be his, how do we call this in English, please? His trial, thank you very much. And he will be convicted for something he did not do. Another, the actual doer, mischief monger, is free." "Okay," said the yogi. "When the judge will speak his judgment, I will make him speak what I want him to say. And I will now tell you what this will be. Please take a note and note down the judgment which the judge will speak." So the yogi spoke a judgment. He made mistakes in what he said, grammatical mistakes and orthographical mistakes. And his disciple pointed this out, and the yogi said, "I know how to speak proper Hindi, but I'm dictating these mistakes because the judge will also make these mistakes. I want you to know that it's not the judge who's speaking, but me who's controlling his speech." It's getting mystical. So he noted down the full judgment, and then on the day of the conviction, he went to court to check. And he was shocked to hear the judge say, "So-and-so Mr. Chama was innocently captured. He is not the perpetrator of this evil act because by law so-and-so." And he made some statement, the judge, which was exactly the same statement which the yogi had given to his disciple who wrote it down so he could compare it. Later the disciple came back and said, "How did you do it?" "It was very simple," said the yogi. "I focused my mind and influenced the thought waves of that judge. I focused it by the ancient technique of Traktaka meditation. And it became like a laser." So we will learn this art also, but don't worry, we will not learn it so that we can control the Bhagavatam reciter, that he says something which is maybe not in his attention. No, we will use it in a very good way. We will just use it how to control our own mind. When you do a Traktaka meditation, which sharpens your mind, you focus your mind on one object only and don't allow it to wander. In the case of us, we will focus it on the letters, the written letters of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Please do not think that this is a technique which is outside our Gaudiya tradition. It is a technique which is very much in our tradition. Virachandra Prabhu, the son of Nityananda, who is Shirodakashayi Vishnu, Virachandra, he had a stone image. They're engraved in the stone where the letters of the Hare Krishna mantra. And he worshipped this Shila. It's called a Naam Shila. With Abhishek and with looking at it while doing japa. Srila Gurkishore Das Babaji Maharaj once dictated a letter to one of his disciples where he spoke about this meditation. And by Krishna's inconceivable grace, I have this letter with me. You should write the mantra containing 16 names in big letters and keep them before you and do japa while looking at them. You should not look at or think of anything belonging to the world of Maya. The letters of the Naam mantra have such shakti that if you continue to do japa while looking at them, you will one day have the darshan of Sri Radha Krishna with their parikas. Parikas means associates, correct. So, what this is a trataka meditation, trataka meditation. It is a help to concentrate our minds. We have usually mantra cards. Sometimes we have this. But we will now actually apply the technique. I will teach you this technique in a few steps. We will first chant now all together while looking at the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. But we have to see if each one of you can see that letter easily. Is it in a good position or should we... I think for Yadu Nandan, you might like to sit here, or can you see properly? Yes? Can you see properly, class? In the day, it may be a little bit, the angle may be a little difficult, or no? It's okay, good. I will again. So, what you will now do in this exercise, you will look on each individual name. When you are with Hare, you will look at Hare. When you are with chanting Krishna, you will look at Krishna. And so on and so forth. In other words, your eyes will walk over the sheet of paper. And you will stay only, you will only concentrate, means only look at it. I also have to do it. I will put my glasses on. See, I have also the Hare Krishna mantra here. Small written form. So I will first give you the speed, and once again, we are not in a hurry to finish rounds, so please keep that speed. Please do not be like a horse which begins to gallop, and then because then everyone will, it will create disunity. No, thank you very much, Yadunandan Prabhu, for clarifying. This time we will not do the first exercise, because it gets too much. We have to do one thing, yes? So I will first do one time, and then I will give you the sign, and then we will do it together, yes? And please be cooperative. You won't make the experience if you are lazy. And don't worry, if your mind goes to something else, like, oh, I really missed the line, or I wonder what we will do in the afternoon, and so on. Don't worry, don't also be so, mind be, just pull it gently back to the exercise. Huh? And don't be exasperated or disappointed with your mind when it wanders, but at the same time, focus it very concentratedly. Now, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. You're a very concentrated group. Really, it's so much nicer to do with a small group. In India, I always had around 1,000 devotees in the group, so it was the mental energy was much more diverted than here. So good. Now we will go to the next exercise. Please listen very carefully. Now I will give you a mental frame in a few moments. I will request you to close the eyes in a few moments, not just now. And then I request you to go to a certain place and visualize the different names. Visualize is a technique which I would like to introduce to you by a few simple visualizing techniques. I will give you a few names and a few words, and then I will request you to see the words, the contents of the words. Please sit properly, and when you're ready, please gently close your eyes. Now let different pictures come into your mind as I will tell you different words and names. A tree in fog. A river with waves. An aggressively barking dog behind a fence. See the dog, see his teeth, hear his sound. Wow, wow. An attractive pizza with capillaries. A flash coming out of dark clouds. The railways with a train driving over a landscape. This morning darshan, 7:15, of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath. What are their dresses? Does Gopinath wear a turban or a crown? What colors? Not so easy. Okay, thank you very much. May I ask you, were some pictures coming? Yeah? Daniel also? Yes. Yeah, Daniel also. Good, good. This was what we can call simply an association. You got a certain word, a certain description, and your mind associated a picture in nature which you have seen. So this was a very simple visualization technique. Now we will, because we are fully experienced, we will go into visualizing the holy name, the letters of the holy name. Okay, so when you are ready, please sit straight again. It goes much easier to work with the mind when you are in this mode. Please be so kind to close your eyes. Now in your mind's eye, go please to the bank of the river Yamuna in Vrindavan. If you have never been at the bank of the river Yamuna, it doesn't matter, you can visualize that you are at the bank of the sacred river Yamuna anyways. And on the other bank, opposite to where you are sitting, please see in golden letters the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Please first see the word or the name Hare, a name of Radharani. See the age, please. Now see the A. See the R. And see the E. Now please see it from the position where you are sitting at the bank. That is, you will see the name Hare all at once. Hare. If it's too difficult for you to see the name all at once, don't worry, it is for some of us easy, for some of us more difficult, then paint it in your mind's hand on the opposite side of the Yamuna. Just paint the H, the A, the R, and the E, as if you would write it on a piece of paper. Hare. If it's still difficult and no picture comes, you can briefly open your eyes and look at the beautiful painting which our devotee has have made, which are on the flip chart, and just to help you to visualize. But then quickly close the eye again. You may ask, does it have to be the same letters? Not necessarily. But it may help. Hare. Good. Now please, from the same position, view the name Krishna. Please view the name all at once, means with all the letters. K. Now we will see the different letters singularly. Or individually, K, R, with a dot under it, S, with a dot under it, N, with a dot under it, and the A. Now we will try to see the whole name, Krishna. If it's too difficult for us to view it in its entirety, we can just write it
almost like we would write Krishna on a piece of paper before us. K-R-S-N-A, Krishna. K. And now let us please make a very concentrated attempt to just see Krishna at, at once, I mean everything, all the letters in one glance. A little hard for some of us, but try harder, please. If it is still a little hard, you can conveniently open your eyes, just briefly glance at the letters, and then at the name Krishna, but then please close it. The idea is to open your ability to visualize, to see with your inner eye. Krishna. Okay, thank you very much. Now we will go to the last name of the three names, to the sacred name of Rama. Let us try to see the name Rama at once. Okay. Now we will go to each of the letters of the name. Please see the big R. One line is extending up, and then there is a round, almost half circle, going to the right side, and then line or the two lines, according to how you make it, which go from the middle of the letter, which goes straight up to the ground, almost like a roof shape. Rama, R, thank you. Now the A, please see the A. The M and the A, Rama. Wonderful. Yes, you're already quite as, it goes easier for some of you. Now please see Rama, or the letters of Rama, all at once. If it is too difficult, which doesn't matter if it is, it's really not a point that we are, then please draw in your mind's eye, or with your mind's hand, R-A-M-A, Just draw it as if you would write it down on a piece of white paper. Rama. Good. Without opening our eyes, we will go directly in the exercise now. Actually, it's better if you open the eyes for a while. Please, if you're ready, open your eyes. It's always good to relax a little bit the mind. So now, we will do a similar exercise like the one where we looked at each of the different names, with the only exception, or with the difference, that we will try to see in our mind's eye the different names of the Hare Krishna mantra. When it is too difficult for us, and please do not become frustrated with your visualization abilities if it is too difficult, you can very conveniently open your eyes and see where you are and take that name into your consciousness. So when we chant Hare, we try to see Hare. We can even try to paint Hari or draw Hari if it is too difficult. I always see it like when it's very difficult for me, I imagine I go through a town and the neon lights. Do you know what is a neon light? Clips on. Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna, 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 Hari, and so on. Yes? That helps me very much, but this is only a childish little trick which helps my mind to get going. There may be other things. You might like to see it like on this board, or if you feel that this board is very artistically done, but it's not really your style, then you can see a board in your style, and so on. The idea is to focus our mind. This is now very important. The idea is to focus our mind on each of the names. And see, we need to do it in the mind, because if we just do it with the eyes, there is something like mindless seeing, isn't it? Seeing without recognizing the mindless seeing. We often do that. We have to do it, because if we would see everything and dwell with everything, we wouldn't. I mean, from all the different things which we see, we have to concentrate on one thing. If I talk, for instance, to Yadunandan, I can't see and focus with the same attention on the chair or on a second person or anything else. So this time, we will just... this is a concentration exercise. We will try to see in our minds while we chant the different names. Again, I want to tell to you, when no picture comes or you can't see it, no problem, then open your eyes, please, and see the different names as they are written down on this beautiful blackboard. Oh, beautiful piece of art. So, is the exercise clear to you? Good. So I will first give you the speed, and please, we will go on this one a little bit slower, because we really have to now see. Okay, when you're ready, please sit properly, and please close your eyes. I will first give you the speed. Please just listen, and while I speak or chant, try to already see the different names, and then when you hear my signal, this one, then you know it's time for you to start visualizing and chanting. Again, if you don't see anything, briefly open your eyes, but then close the eyes again. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. We will in a few seconds continue, but I need to say something which might help you. The way one can feel is some of your minds are going astray or becoming just a little bit exhausted and a little bit dull, and you lose some of the names. That is not a problem, because after all, we are just starting these new techniques, and it is hard work, and most people are not used to direct their minds. We are more used to be directed by our minds, or controlled by our minds. Daniel smiles. This sounds like your life. Huh? Yeah. So it is a little unusual, but please, some of you must work a little harder. When the mind is going away, no problem. But please bring it back to the task. The task is that we try to visualize each holy name. Please close your eyes again, and immediately we can start visualizing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Now we will come, progress, to a very, very essential practice in chanting. Prabhupada has said in his very descriptive article on chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, I think you have seen that in The Science of Self-Realization, he has said that the chanting is, he has compared it to a certain activity. Can you remember this? It's like a cry of the child, and means calling out to Krishna. Now, when we call out to Krishna, there should be a certain urgency there. Because Krishna will hear us only when we call out in a certain mood. Like a mother, who of you is a mother? Or father? No. No problem. But you have seen maybe small children. When the child calls out in a certain, in a busy way, let us call it, he's busy with his toys, the mother will not. He's busy. He's well taken care of. But when the child calls out in a certain urgency, Mama! The mother knows immediately. I have seen, in an almost magical way, I was talking to her mother, and in the midst of the talk, she all of a sudden got up and ran out of the door. I thought, maybe I've said the wrong thing again. I asked, I'm sorry, have I heard you? No, my child. I couldn't hear. There were
two closed doors. The mother can hear it. And somehow the mother sense, mother antenna, is very strong to pick up this particular sound of the child. Mama! And then the mother has to go. So Krishna also is the same. When we are so much busy with the toys, all the problems of the world, and we are not, then our concentration is not there on Krishna. All right, let him stay with this. But the moment the devotee chants out sincerely to Krishna, Krishna will hear. And tomorrow's class, we will hear about this a little in the Bhagavatam class, about this divine secret. To help us get into the mood of sincerely calling out for Krishna, Lord Chaitanya has written a verse which describes the existential dilemma of each one of us. And when you hear it, you will become aware that you need help. What is the verse? Ayi nanda tanuya kinkaraṁ patitaṁ mām viṣame bhavāṁ buddho tava kripaya para pankaja stita dulisa drisham vichintaya. The meaning is, oh, son of Maharaj Nanda, I have somehow fallen into this terrible ocean of samsara, of material life. Please be causelessly merciful to me and pull me out of this ocean and fix me as one of the atoms of dust on your lotus feet. Let us imagine a person who drowns in an ocean. He will for sure call out very concentrated. He will have a real concern. He has an urgency. He doesn't think everything is all right. A little oxygen, because it's quickly used up. So this is the mood in which a chanter, this is the mood in which a chanter calls out to Krishna. He has a certain urgency. Huh? He knows I'm in a foreign element, this material world. You can, before when we do this exercise, you can conveniently look out of the window and look. This can't be your home. This is a very, very raging weather around. In England, it is natural, isn't it? Daniel, it's not so bad. A little idea of sun is there. but if you drown in an ocean, whoa, imagine now as the ocean, then it's really, you really need to get out. So, now, we will do this. I will request you to call out in your mind the names of Krishna. You will say something, you will say Hare Krishna, but you won't yell at the top of your physical lungs. You will yell at the top of your mental lungs. If this makes sense in English at all. And we will first now try to do the silent scream. Sounds very new agey, I know. It is not meant to be new agey. It is just, I want to lead you from the external world into the internal world. Yes? Okay, when you are ready, sit properly, please.
Close your eyes and imagine you are at the bank of the ocean. Mm-hmm. The ocean water is a little gray and turbulent waves are there. And the weather is as discouraging as the Belgium weather, which we have at the moment. All right. So now we will call out without saying anything. Once again, we will call out without saying or calling out in, with our voices and lips the name Krishna. Appealing way, almost like with a connotation of save me, please. So I will call out for you like this, and you can call. I will call out I will call out very softly. And you please call out with me in the same voice. Hari. 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 Call out in your mind. Hari. Hari. Louder. You wonder what is wrong with you? Louder. Hari, it should sound as very loud. The ocean is there. No one is on the beach. You can, you will not be embarrassed by anyone. Hari, Hari, all alone on the beach. You need to call out loud now. Hari, 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 Hari. Now, without my help, call out. It's difficult to maintain the intensity, but now we will move to Krishna. Let us call out Krishna's beautiful name. We are at the bank the beach of the ocean. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Krishna, Krishna.